some of my homies. How's it going in the hood? Sorry, I've been watching The Wire. It's a show about drug cops in Baltimore. Most deaf. And you gotta speak like a gangster if you wanna survive in Baltimore. It's Saturday morning. I have just had a glass. I just had a latte. Had a glass of my own roast. I've been roasting for a few months now. It's going very well. I'm pretty happy with the results. I just had a glass of Honduran beans. Roasted on Tuesday, so they're 4 days old now. They've matured, ready to drink. And I must say, I'm very pleased with these beans, the Honduran beans. They're very, very caramelly. If you sip it, the first cup I had, I almost thought somebody had, while I wasn't looking, put a squirt of caramel syrup in it. That's how caramelly it was. I think it has a really distinct flavour profile, and it's right up in the caramel end of things. I've done a few other beans, but the staple bean that I've been doing is a Colombian Volcan Galeros Supremo. All these beans are from Coffee Snobs. I think the Colombian is probably my favourite, and the way I would describe it is it's just got body. It's got so much body. It's quite chocolatey, but it tastes like what I think a coffee should taste like. It's just thick body, very chocolatey, and coffee-y. There's almost no other way to describe it. It's just very coffee-y. I like it a lot. I did have a go at a blend where I blended the Colombian 50-50 with some peaberry from Papua New Guinea. And the peaberry on its own was really quite thin and syrupy and quite fruity, which I didn't really like. But my plan with blending it with the Colombian was to just try and get a bit more width to the flavour spectrum, because I'm still a complete noob with blending. It's just an experiment, really. But rather than get two beans that have got similar profiles and put them together, I thought I'd just pick two beans that were completely different, put them together, and see what came out. And I was not pleased. Basically, it just ended up tasting like a thin, syrupy, bitter Colombian. So rather than getting a blend that was greater than the sum of its parts, it was much less than the sum of its parts. So that was a bit of a fail. So the next experiment I think I'm going to do is to go completely opposite to what I originally thought and put two beans with similar profiles together and see if I can't get a better toasting profile out of that. So I might put the Honduran with the Colombian, because the Colombian's very chocolatey and the Honduran's going to add a lot of sweetness and caramel, but they're both really thick-bodied coffees and tons of crema. So I'm hoping that they'll behave pretty similarly in the roaster, because actually I roasted them all on the same profile. Maybe I haven't talked about my roaster before. I went halves in a commercial roaster. We were not a commercial, just a toy roaster basically, but commercial style in that it's got a rotating drum and the beans roll around in a heated oven, basically like a little toaster oven, microwave type thing. instead of popcorn machine, which is what we started off with, which just hits it with hot air, a popcorn machine basically ramps the temperature up from 0 to 150 in about 2 seconds. Whereas the roaster, and we've got a, I've got a temperature probe attached to my roaster. it very gradually applies to the heat, and you can change profiles so you can apply the temperature in different
levels throughout the roast.
So it might take 10 minutes to get up to 260, I think it's the peak temperature that I roasted the Honduran on. I've been pretty happy with the profile I've picked and been using it for all the beans we've been roasting. So hopefully the Honduran and the Colombian, if we mix some green and roast them together, they'll behave pretty similarly in the roast. I don't ever know, might end up with a better blend. If you can hear lots of noise in the background, that's my ferret. His name's Mushu. We got him pretty recently. Just playing with a ball with the bell in it. His little bell ball. I like running around playing with the ball. He was a stray ferret, which probably means that he was owned at one point, but he escaped because ferrets are good at that. And because he wasn't microchipped, he ended up at the pound. We went out to the pound and had a look for animals that we might be able to rescue and decided that it might be nice to take a ferret home. So I did. He's pretty cool. He likes running around and he plays with the cat and the dog. And he's just a pretty cool dude. But that's what all the noise is. So I'm a bit out of practice with podcasts. It's probably been 3 months since I did one. I don't know the exact date, but a lot's happened. I've been rollerblading, not doing much aggressive at the moment, mostly just urban freestyle type stuff, just cruising basically. Got my rollerblade fusions, 84 mil wheels, and just cruising up and down the foreshore on my own. I've played a season of soccer. It's the first season I played for since high school, so. Well, no, since almost primary school, so maybe 10 years I don't think I played a season for. It's going pretty good. We made the semis, and I'm actually playing the first round of the semis this afternoon. So I'm trying to take it easy this morning so I don't waste my energy. I've scored 2 goals this season. And I'd like to score another goal before the end of the season. But mostly I think I've contributed to the team with my assists, because I've had lots of assists. I think probably in the games I've played, I've had the most assists of the team, but I don't play every week because I've got to work on the weekends. So I don't know about the whole season, but definitely in the games I play, I've got the most assists. But that's the sort of game I like to play. I don't really consider myself an attacker. In fact, I really hate strikers because most strikers in my level of competition are the biggest hogs of all time. So I try and definitely steer away from the term striker, although the manager has been putting me at striker a fair bit. Just because up the front I seem to make assists. But I'd rather play midfield or even wing. Just so I've got a lot of space and I don't really make runs with the ball. I tend to just put the ball further upfield and try and put it at the striker's feet, basically, and try and make some plays. I like it when people are moving around the field, so I've got long range options. So I've got a big boot, and well, from my division anyway, I've never had the big boot. When I used to play, I used to play left mid, and I wasn't considered to have a big boot, but now I seem to have the biggest boot on the team, so I started off, they were making me take the corners, but then they decided, because I'm tall, they want me in the box to head it in, but I haven't headed a single ball this season. So I'd rather take the corners, but it doesn't seem to be happening. I'm just going to pause because the ferret has jumped in behind the television. One moment. I'm back. He gets in behind the television and he knocks the aerial out. It's really annoying. So, yes, I've been playing soccer. I've never really had to deal with injuries before that I can remember, but this season, the last few matches, I've had a couple of injuries. Someone trod on my foot, and my right foot, so the next day I could hardly walk. I think they must have bruised the periosteum or one of my metatarsals, or I might have torn a bit of the intertarsal type muscle, interosseous muscle, but what really hurt was over a couple of weeks, I just felt this little bit of a strain in my left foot. And then last week, I came off the field and I was really sore. And then my foot was really swollen. And my sister, she's a physio, she reckons I probably tore my spring ligament, which takes a long time to heal because it's a medial ligament. It's really flat and broad, so it takes a lot longer to heal. So I've had 2 weeks rest on it, which really isn't enough, but I'm hoping if I strap it up, I should be okay for this afternoon. But I expect to be a bit sore. I'm just hoping I don't hurt myself too much, because I've still got the finals to play as well. So I'll have to ice it and take it easy. And because of my left foot, I figured out I probably did it by a repetitive strain taking corners, because the way you tear this ligament is by applying a really large load to your foot all of a sudden. Like if you jump off something and land on the one foot, you might do it. But I think what happened was because I ran up to the corner and then I turned my toes out and I put all my weight down through my big toe, which means that it's a lot of strain on the medial ligaments. And then as I kick through, the idea being I swivel on that foot so I get some spin on the ball and I can curl it in. So I reckon that spinning and loading it and then spinning it put a lot of strain on the ligament over the course of a few games, and it's just been a cumulative thing. So it's probably good that I'm not taking corners, just for a little bit anyway, so I can heal that ligament up. And if I just run in a straight line, it doesn't hurt. It's the stepping side to side. So I should be okay, because I don't do too much dribbling, mostly pass the ball off. I should be okay. What I want to do now is play a song that probably, I can't do it. Oh, hang on. Might be able to do it through Spotify. If I can find this song, I want to play it. It goes for 20 minutes. Yeah, I found it. I'm playing it. You won't like the first 6 minutes at least. It's really difficult to listen to. It's just the one note. The band's Godspeed You Black Emperor. The song's melodic, which is named after a nasty dictator somewhere over in the Eastern Europe, I think. But this song has got a moment of beauty that I don't think the other bands definitely can't get, but this could possibly be the most, one of the most epic bits of a song. But on its own, if you just listen to that bit of the song on its own, you're going, oh yeah, it's okay. But the fact that there's so much build up and noise before this bit of the song, when it comes, it just explodes and it is a very beautiful piece of music. So enjoy. I'll leave you with them. I'll come back and talk to you after the song. There you go. Test called speed.
Mr. Stark, ready for
ads. Yeah, so have fun listening to that one. Yeah, it's a bit tricky, but I hope you got a bit out of it anyway. I'm just going to pause because I don't have anything to say just yet, but hopefully I'll come back with something interesting. My ferret's just biting my toes. Oh, it's still biting them. I'll be back in a sec. Yeah, I'm back after half an hour. I can't think of anything else to say, so I'm going to cut this one short. But I'll leave you with a song. Let's see. What will it be? Sticking with the God theme, All Is Violent, All Is Bright by God Is an Astronaut. We just have to wait for the ad to play, which I will mute. This band's pretty good. They're pretty old school post-rock. They're a bit like Mogwai. They got some pretty cool tunes. Can listen to them a bit.